David, your thoughts on tonight's 3-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Obviously pleased. I thought the level of performance was good tonight. The result, again, was important. The clean sheet, again, hopefully we'll build a little bit of momentum and confidence going forward. We've probably conceded too many soft goals this year. So it was important tonight that when we did make the changes or whatever else, the personnel that came in still gave us the confidence that they could go on. Get a clean sheet. I don't think Chris had too much to do tonight, which again is a credit to the players playing in front. We changed formation a little bit. We wanted to get as many attackers on as possible tonight to give us a little bit of a shot in the arm, a boost to let us know that we were pushing from minute one to go and win the game. And a game with Navid and Kirk and Jordan and Coops with Shane Lavery through the middle. It's Christie on the bench, Andy Waterworth on the bench. We've got options there tonight.
Sounds good for one of those strikers, Shane Lavery, to get a hat trick tonight to get the 3 points.
Pleased for Shane. Again, I loved the first goal. Again, I've been speaking to Andy for the last 3, 4, 5 years to make sure he's in and around the 6-yard box. And again, where Shane scored the first goal tonight, the first goal is always crucial because again, it doesn't matter what formation or what personnel or whatever else I play or decide to play. I think the first goal is always crucial because then it gives you a little bit of a platform to go and keep playing and performing. So if I have any criticism tonight, probably we probably missed certainly 2 or 3 really good opportunities to go and add to the scoreline.
That was just a horrible night weather-wise, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a tough game. And again, credit to Tippy and, the Portadown down players. They worked their socks off. And again, the players coming up after the game today, and one of them said to me that they worked their socks off for their manager, and I says, hey, don't you forget you work hard for me, which they do. And again, we've been over the course and distance before, these lads know what it takes. They know there's going to be no shortcuts or coasting along towards the rest of the season. We know we need to be at it because there's 2 or 3 teams circling behind. They're gathering pace behind, so we need to make sure that we're looking after ourselves, and we've done that tonight.
One of those teams circling behind is Crusaders, where we go there on Saturday night, 5:30.
Yeah, tough game as always. I always remember coming to the club that one of the stats that was always thrown at me is Linfield hadn't won at Seaview or Solitude for 2, 3, 4 years, whatever the matter was. So we put that right in and around some of the games that we played there. But we've lost a couple down there. They've always been competitive. There's always an edge to the game when we play down there. And we'll expect more of the same on Saturday night.
Well, should I say all the very best for a tough Saturday night game, David?
Cheers, Andy.